Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
Lean hog futures have led the livestock complex lower today with technical pressure quickly adding to the limit or near-limit losses seen on Monday. Although futures have backed away from session lows, the underlying weakness across the lean hog and live cattle markets continue. September corn futures down 5.75 cents. The Dow Jones 33 points lower, NASDAQ down 25 points. In live cattle today, futures have eroded with increased pressure seen in all nearby futures. This latest softness is putting more emphasis on continued underlying bearishness throughout the complex and could lead to increased end-of-the-month liquidation. Concerns that beef demand may not show significant improvement over the near future could add even more softness to the entire complex. Cash cattle interest remains generally sluggish today with a few token bids developing at $183 per hundredweight. This is still well below asking prices of $186 per hundredweight and could delay any trade until later in the week. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher, up $1.74 in select and up $1.20 per hundredweight in choice, with live movement of 74 total loads. In feeder cattle, limited support early today has gained momentum with nearby contracts holding 75 to 80 cent gains due to moderate pressure in grain trade. The weakness in grain markets have sparked renewed interest in nearby and deferred feeder cattle futures, although the tone in the other livestock trade is extremely weak. This breakaway from live cattle market direction will put more focus on production costs throughout the end of the month rather than the general direction or strength of the cattle market. Meanwhile, in grains today, corn futures were 3 to 4 cents lower, soybean futures 7 to 9 cents lower, with meal $2.50 to $3.50 lower, and oil 5 to 15 points lower. Finally, in wheat today, futures 2 to 6 cents lower, with trade following the lead of row crops. The KC Chicago spread narrowing today, but remains near the highs at 66 cents. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.